This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And it is a Vibe Check Tuesday here on the Team 980. Appreciate everyone tuning in and answering our very sports talk radio-y, our very hot takey question. Anthony, are you ready for this very un-Hoffman Show graphic that is currently on if you're watching YouTube and question that we are going to put to the audience today?
I am ready.
Are you sure? Because we didn't talk about this before the show.
I guess I'm not.
It literally is just like, I think this is the right question for Vibe Check Tuesday. Like, of course, we knew we were going to do Vibe Check Tuesday. And as always, it's like, you know, how you feeling about the team, et cetera, et cetera. But really, I guess the core of what we're trying to answer right now, Anthony, is are the Commanders contenders? Bum, bum, bum.
Should we? See, that's the fat. It's a fascinating question just because, again, like we've seen time and time again, or I guess we've seen times where we've got off to good starts to the season, where we've gone 4-1, we've gotten off to 3-1 starts. And some of those seasons have, you know, spiraled badly. But also, I think that was in part to poor coaching, the fact that we had a lousy owner. It was a whole bunch of things like off the field. And I feel like this is probably like the first time in a while where it just feels different. Like everything feels different. Like
everything feels different. Yeah. No, everything feels different. I mean, you've got ownership that is supporting the team and that is supporting the team in the right way. Not like, hey, I know how I can support the team. I'm going to draft a quarterback. No, you personally should not draft a quarterback, a former owner of the football team. It's like, hey, we would like to go straight to Arizona to be able to not have to travel twice on a short week and have a cross-country trip and all of that stuff. Okay, cool. How much does that cost? $1 million? Yeah, here's a check. Do what you need to. Stay at a nice hotel. Make sure everybody's got what they need. Make sure Jaden can still get in at 4 a.m. Oh, by the way, the quarterback is showing up for work at 4 a.m. every single day because that's just how he does. The offensive coordinator is locked in. The defense is getting better week over week over week, even if they are playing bad offenses. But I think the big thing people will try to push back with, and, you know, one, outside of bad vibes being scarred in the history of it all, and the fact that there are no guarantees that it's the NFL, I think people will say, well, they haven't beaten anybody yet. Here's the thing about, like, my retort to my own question here, which is always fun when you answer it before you open up the phones. But we'll get to the calls starting in 7 minutes at 301-230-0980. My own answer to that question of are the Commanders contenders starts with, right? Because are they legitimately a Super Bowl contender? I mean, look, I don't know that there's five teams that have necessarily played better than the Commanders so far. I was pedaling in place earlier and fired up some of the afternoon talk shows and morning talk shows and such, and I put on Cowherd for 5 seconds. I was listening to an alternate podcast. I just needed something on the TV in front of me, Anthony. All due respect to Colin, that's not meant to be a pot shot. It's just like I wasn't really listening to what he was saying, but they do their like herd rankings, and he ranks his top 10 NFL teams power ranking style. Unless they're, I mean, I wasn't listening, so maybe the rankings are something else. But it did appear that he ranked the Commanders as the fifth best team in the league. And as you start to go through it, like, especially if you got some of these other teams that we think probably are better, are sputtering, it's like, are there five teams that have been better through 5 weeks? Probably not. Probably not. But then what does that mean? Well, that's where it gets really hard because you can only play who's on your schedule. But if we're trying to figure out how you're going to compete against the best teams in the league, they haven't exactly played that. The Browns' offense is horrendous, and their defense isn't nearly as good as it has been. And Myles Garrett is banged up, so even the best parts of their defense are not as good as they are accustomed to being. You have, obviously, Arizona is wildly up and down. They beat the crap out of the Rams, who are apparently a 1-4 football team. Then they lose 41-14 to Washington, and then they go out and beat San Francisco. So, like, how good of a win was it? I don't know. 41-14 in the NFL, that's not a bad way to win. But, like, how impressive is it? And, you know, the Commanders play in a way that when they get up, they're really hard to catch. How do they play if they're down in a game? We haven't really experienced that yet. And so this Baltimore game, there's obviously so much that is riding on it because we're going to find out against a good football team just what happens. But the other like retort I would say to that is, okay, what happens if they go out and Jaden's like, whoa, this is different. Oh, that's not what we anticipated. Okay, well, look at the rate at which Jaden Daniels has grown this season. If they go out and get worked by Baltimore, which is possible, I'm not going to predict that. But if they go out and get worked by the Ravens, I don't think the season's over. I don't think that they were frauds. I just think they haven't played to that level yet. And sometimes, like we see it in the playoffs in the NBA every year, new team, feisty, good, has a great regular season. They get up against a team that is a lower seed but has been there before, and that lower seed is like, there is a level of intensity here that you are not ready for, and we are about to show it to you. And if the Ravens come out and they play with that we've been here before intensity, and the Commanders are like, oh, crap, we don't know how to do this, I kind of think they'll be ready for it the next time. And so, you know, contenders, and then, by the way, they play Carolina, Chicago, and all these teams, Anthony, where the schedules, like, the Ravens are the best team they're going to play for the rest of the season, unless Dallas or Philly is rolling come November, December. The Steelers are, like, the only other team that I look at on their schedule that I can think of off the top of my head that's, like, pretty good, I guess, and depending on what you think of the Saints, you know, see what happened to them last night against Kansas City. Like, they fought hard, but they're not on that level. And so I think for Washington, like, if your answer to contenders for what is contenders for the NFC East with their schedule and with their schedule and, like, with the lead they already have, being 4-1, absolutely they're contenders. Are they Super Bowl contenders? That, I think, is a very, 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 very small list, and that I would probably pump the brakes on.
Yeah, I would just need to see more. Again,
right. I'm not saying they're definitely not, but I'm not ready to be like, the Washington Commanders are declaratively and definitively Super Bowl contenders.
Nah, I mean, but again, I think 2 weeks ago, after we beat the Bengals, I think I had said, you know, I was cautiously optimistic about, you know, what the Commanders are, what we could be, just because I've seen this before. So again, if the Commanders go out here, and to be honest, I was actually on JP, B mentioned Finley earlier today, and I
are they booking you as a guest now?
Nah, it was a funny story actually.
All right, we can get to the funny story in a second.
But yeah, I basically told JP, I said I think we're gonna go out there, we're gonna score a lot of points, but ultimately I think we're gonna end up coming up short. And as long as we're competitive and, you know, we're still being consistent, the offenses, the defenses, you know, finding ways to, you know, still impact the game.
Sure.
I think we're going to have a successful season, whether or not we're, you know, legit Super Bowl contenders. That's another thing. But I at least just want to see the progress
on both sides of the ball. And if we're doing that, obviously, I think we're headed in the right direction. Can be, you know, those contenders that...
I would say two things. One, the fact that we can have the conversation in year one of a rebuild with a rookie quarterback is already a win.
Yeah.
That is thing one. Thing two, let's say they don't compete. Let's say they go out and get their doors blown off by Baltimore. Well, the last time they lost, and they lost pretty handily against Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. Dan Quinn comes up in the post game and he goes, the only thing that matters for right now, now that we've lost, is do we learn the lessons? And they haven't lost since. So if they go out and get wrecked by Baltimore and learn the lessons and don't lose again for another month, and they're sitting there at like 8-2 through 10 weeks, I think the loss to Baltimore will still prevent some people from being all in mentally, because they'll be like, well, that's the best team they played. But like when they get to that Pittsburgh game in November, like I think that will be having the same conversations again. Eventually, you're going to have to beat good teams if you want to be taken seriously. But like if the Commanders do nothing but lose to good teams and beat all the teams they're supposed to for the rest of the season, they're going to finish like 10-6.
Yeah.
So again, 4-1, good place to start. Are they contenders? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Your call's next on a Vibe Check Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're a professional operation that didn't just eat an entire burrito in a commercial break and then get a little bit caught out by the fact that some of the burrito is still in his mouth.
Wow. I saw you walking here with the burrito, and the fact that it is finished is actually insane. Great. Was it good?
Yeah, I was also really hungry.
It was really good.
There was a little pre-show anger happening. Anthony and I both were having some things that we had to sort out in our respective studios from like a tech logistics purpose. And at the point that I may have thrown something, I realized that I definitely needed to eat. That was partially actual issues and people that need to do better around our ecosystem. And part of it was hanger, which is a very human thing that all of us have dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm better. That burrito suffered the consequences. That's Zucker. Goodbye.
Gone.
Goodbye to the burrito. But that's all right. We're good now. The vibe, let me tell you what. When you're not hangry, the vibe, much better. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. And the question for you is, are the Commanders contenders? 301-230-0980. And we ask a nice, hot, takey question. And look who pops up. Momo, what's up and where the hell have you been?
I've been working, feeding my family, Craig. I had to switch my schedule, but I'm off today, and I have been listening to you on the Odyssey app, Bing, with all of your fine breakdowns. You know what I mean, with you and Paulson. Like, I really enjoy it. I've grown with you as well. You know, when I first started listening to you, you were a single man, and now you're married and living a married life. You've grown as well, sir. It's been 3 years since you've been on the radio, right?
Well, yeah. No, it's been, we're in our third year now. So, yeah, two plus years. Yeah, look at us. Look at us all grow, Momo. And you're feeding your family. Yeah. I got a wife, and I'm eating burritos, and so someone's feeding me, which so that's good.
It ain't Chipotle because they skimp, but I got spots.
No, homemade, bro. Come on.
Oh, okay. I got you because you're healthy. So we're contenders, right? And the thing that I think is going to open the offense up that we haven't done yet is we haven't got to note Sinat, the most religious person on our squad, Sinat, in the game yet. He hasn't caught a ball yet. Like, he hasn't got on a corner route. We haven't singled him up on the safety. He's blocking his ass off. Like, he's doing what he needs to do or whatever in the run game. But as soon, because we got Ertz involved. I don't think we get Bates involved. But if we get him involved and he becomes that run after the catch tight end that the San Francisco 49ers have and the Kansas City Chiefs have, we will be okay. So our offense still has another level it could go. And I love you, love you, love you, love you. I listen to you and you know, God bless you. Or Yehovah for you. You know what I mean?
Momo. You're a good man. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. And I'm glad you checked in on your off day. Hope that things are well. By the way, in case no one was following along there, I have no idea if Ben Sinnott is actually religious, but that's a sin not joke. As in, he does not sin, Anthony. You got that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sin not. Yep.
Sin not. So far, he's been catch passes not, to Momo's point. He has... There's some stuff that they're trying, and I do think eventually one of these things is going to pop. Ertz has definitely been the guy that they're trying to get in isolated matchups, and with good reason. Like, Zach Ertz is a very good football player, even though he had a mixed game on Sunday.
Yeah, he had a couple of drops.
Yeah, he had a couple of drops. And some of those were not, like, obviously could have made it correct at the point of the catch, but some of those are like he's a little slow to stuff, a little late to release, didn't exactly navigate traffic in the way that he was supposed to. But ultimately, and that like includes the shot in the red zone where if he can clear a little bit faster, Jaden probably does not miss him down in the red zone in the play before Jaden throws the pick. So there's a lot of stuff there to still grow. And I think that was the thing that, you know, you'll hear this coming up in just over an hour from now in the Take Command Tape Tuesday segment. Like, they could have easily scored 50 on the Browns. And I'm talking not just like, oh, if they leave Jaden in. I'm talking Jaden threw a red zone interception at the 1 yard line. And there's two or three other plays where you got dudes wide open and Jaden doesn't see them or misses throws. And that stuff that he wasn't doing earlier this year, it's also stuff that every quarterback in the league does. So that's not me trying to be hypercritical. It's just like, man, if he had had one of those days like he had against Cincinnati where he was on 100% and the same opportunities presented themselves against Cleveland, they would have scored 50 in 3.5 quarters. Like, that's how good they were to score 34 with how much was left on the table. And that's, again, like to Momo's point, they still have room to grow. You know, as these receivers get more confident and better that are not named Terry, if Ben Sinnott gets involved, you know, there's some other stuff I think they can do. And defensively, like, they haven't even started creating turnovers a bunch yet. They've gotten one each in the last two games. Like, what happens if they have one of these Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr. games where they have three picks? Like, extra possessions, one of them goes for a pick six? Whew. There is room to grow. Obviously, there's room to fall as well, as they have been pretty darn good. So are they contenders? 301-230-0980. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I think the way that, to answer the question, yes, but it's just so refreshing to see we have a quarterback that appears to be improving every game. And when you hear things like, oh, he's not even seeing the whole field yet. So what we've seen, and as he's progressing, I believe that that team can get in a position to be a contender. Defensively, too, it appears that they're improving. But one other thought I had, I told when he picked up the phone, remember back 2 months ago when the kicker situation was messed up and they caught the dude on the video? Nobody cares about that because we're winning. I mean, it's just so refreshing to be in a position like this now and see that the adults, that the ownership has empowered a GM and the coaching staff to do their job. And that's why you're asking this type of sports talky question, because we now have adults running the asylum and it feels good.
It does, right? So now I can act like an irresponsible child and just be like, hey, are the team contenders? Right? That's it. I don't have to be responsible anymore. No, that's not what we're doing. We're a very responsible show, Rodney. You're not supposed to agree with that. What's wrong with you? Hey, Rodney, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Thank you. It's a great point. It's a great point. And, you know, I think that when you look at the defense and say, hey, it looks like they're improving, I'm telling you, like going back and watching the tape, again, I cannot stress how bad the Cleveland offense is. And so it makes some of this stuff easier. But there's things that you're looking for week over week. Like, are these pressure packages starting to get a little tighter? And there's a couple plays in the game where Luvu and Wagner both blitz. First of all, I think people know that Frankie's a great blitzer. Bobby Wagner as a pass rusher is a freaking maniac. That dude, Anthony, you want to talk about having heavy hands? Oh my God. Like, he will get up on an offensive lineman and just, ba-bow, gone. Like, you, cool, you're a professional offensive lineman? I'm Bobby Wagner. I've been playing for a long time, and I will dispose of you like you are an actual teenage child in a football uniform. It's crazy.
He has big biceps, too. So I'll be a little.
Yeah, big, strong, old school linebacker. That was my favorite thing in training camp. It's like Bobby's, all these guys are out there in their shorts or they're this, that. Bobby's got sweatpants on like it's still 2012 and baggy sweatpants are in.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just, I'm Bobby Wagner. I'm here to play ball. Let's party. And, but what you see is like a couple weeks ago, Luvu would rush. He'd kind of chop step it, whatever. And then Wagner would be late looping, big wide loop. And it just wasn't very tight. And that takes too much time. Again, in an NFL pocket, we're talking about tenths of seconds here. The difference between 2.5 and 3 is the difference in the ball getting out or not. The ball getting, you know, a quarterback hit maybe versus a sack. Like, oh, the ball got out, but I got a hit. Okay, cool. Can you get there 2/10 faster? Now it's a sack or a sack fumble. Because you hit him as the ball is about to come out, right? So you have these situations that need super, super high-level execution. And now there's a couple plays in this game. And again, this Cleveland O-line's not very good. But Luvu comes up, chins the guard. And when I'm telling you, dude, like Wagner is on his hip. He starts to the left. They cross. It's like a cross dog in the A-gap type of blitz. So they cross, Luvu cuts in front, and right as Luvu's chin in that guard, and the center is like, oh, wait, I thought I had him. We got to pass this off. Maybe is Bobby Wagner coming? Oh, no. Wagner is flying right off of Luvu's hip. And sometimes he gets through free. Sometimes he's able to just chin that guy right into the quarterback and cause a pressure, cause a flush. You know, you get in the throwing window. Like, there is just good stuff happening. And also, you know, it's not just those two, right? The TT stunts and twists inside between Allen and Payne are sharper. Those guys are rushing with the edge guys. And so you're starting to see the pressure package come along. Joe had a really great feel in this game for what Cleveland wanted to do. Part, again, because Cleveland's a terribly called offense and they're very predictable, but he was on top of it. He can't do better than what he did. And so if they can continue to do that and find these adjustments and, hey, maybe you get got once, but we're not going to get got twice in the same game. The corners are playing better. The safeties are on fire. Like, there is still definitively room to grow. And that's why I say, like, yeah, are they contenders? Yeah, they are for the division. And then we'll see what they can do over the next 5-6 weeks to position themselves for potentially more than that. So are the Commanders contenders? That's the question on a Vibe Check Tuesday at 301-230-0980. And we're taking more of your calls next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Taking your calls, 301-230-0980 on a Vibe Check Tuesday. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. You can give us a call and answer the following question. Are the Commanders contenders? Yep, we're doing it. We're doing it. I know it's early, but they're 4-1. What else are we supposed to ask? 301-230-0980. Let's go to Steve in Houston. Steve, thanks for holding through the break. Are the Commanders contenders? Your answer is?
My answer, can I give you a two-part answer? Can I answer it two ways?
I don't know. We have to throw it up to the person in charge. Anthony, can Steve give a two-part answer? You took too long. Steve, yes, you can give a two-part answer, and Anthony's fired. He's no longer in charge.
Oh, right. And then, Chris, I got a question for you.
Okay.
If I'm not too long, that I'm curious about in the game.
All right, let's get through your two parts quickly, and then you can hit me with the question real quick. Fire away.
Absolutely. Two parts. Yes, they are contenders, right? So when I watch every Sunday, they're definitely contenders, right? But the part that makes me say no is just history, the past. They're too good to be true. So when I watch them, I'm like, man, I'm really convinced of what I see. But it's like, is the history going to creep back up on us and, you know, the house of cards just comes falling down? So that's my pause or my hesitancy for the most part. But no, when I watch this game on Sunday, I think they're bona fide contenders.
Yeah, and I think that's fair, right? It's fair to wonder, is something going to happen? Whether it's something that we've seen before or something not, it's the NFL. It's a week-to-week league. Things change. And, you know, we've been doing this all week. Knock on wood that things just keep rolling. But I think it'd be really hard to watch the product that they're putting out there right now and not go, hey, this is a really good team. What was your question real quick, Steve?
Question for you. On that touchdown pass from Jaden to Terry in the end zone, I'm of the belief that was he dropped that in the bucket. And because Terry is a body catcher, that's why it wasn't six. Just curious to hear that. And I think Terry was more of a hands catcher.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a check in the box for JD as a touchdown. And that would have been another 6-7 points on the board for us.
No, that was definitely, and I'm going to be honest with you, Steve, when I watched the tape back of this game, I figured I was pretty good stopping at halftime, and I think that was early in the third quarter. So I have not actually watched that one back. I'm going to pull it up here in the break, and I'll try to answer that quickly, like off the top of the next segment. I will say, like, watching it live and watching everything, you know, the replays and TV and everything, it very much seemed like that was the case, that Terry, for all of his greatness, there are certain balls that he does not catch great. And that was one of them, and he very easily could have been and should have been a touchdown. Like, Jaden will check out great out fine on that play. They don't put points on the scoreboard for that, but yeah, no, I think you're correct on that.
You got him, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Mark. Mark, are the Commanders contenders?
Hi, Craig. No, they're not. It's too early to tell. I'm ecstatic. We're way ahead of projected scale, but we need to settle down. There's 12 games left. This Baltimore contest is going to be a true indication, but it's just too early. I'm not getting on the hype train like that, and I'm more of a fan than I've been watching the Washington football team since Sonny and Billy. So it's too early. We have a habit of jumping on the train and this and that. We're talking playoffs and all. And then another thing, are we contenders? Contenders for the playoffs or simply contenders for regular season? That's you got to peel the onion a little bit.
So, well, you know, in fairness to us, Mark, we did clarify that. I don't know if you tuned in a little bit late, and I understand, like, people get in their cars and they get in their cars. We did say, and off the top of the show, yeah. So I think it's a great point. It's worth re-clarifying at this point in the show, 30 whatever minutes in we are. I actually agree with you on that. I think it is too early to say that this team is a legitimate Super Bowl contender. But at 4-1 with how they're playing, looking around the division and looking at their schedule, I think they're very much contenders for the division. So if that, I don't know if that changes your thought or that's kind of where you are as well. But I think it's a great point of clarification.
I think that we're contending, but it's game 5. There's 12 more games to go. We could be out of contention for the division. I still think it's a little too early, but right now, yes, we are in contention. I agree with that. But I'm being cautious, optimistically cautious.
I understand, Mark. Yeah, no, thanks for the call. Much appreciated. Let's go to Terrell in Baltimore. Terrell, what's up? What's happening? And how are things in Baltimore as we prepare for this game between two possible contenders? Question mark.
Oh, man, listen, my friends up here are just giving me earfuls and memes and everything about what's going to happen to the Commanders. So I'm just going to sit back and let our continually improving defense show up and show them what we really are about. And now that kind of speaks to my answer, too, because I think barring injury and if our defense continues to improve and develop week to week like we've seen, then I think we can have an argument that we are contenders. My thing is, I've gone through a year where Jason Campbell took us to 6-2, and then we went 2-6. And because of that, I'm a little jaded to get on that hype train. And so I'm like, yeah, no, until I see, like, maybe three quarters of the season, I can't quite say we're contenders. Maybe for the division, because I think Dallas are like imposters, and I think Philly is imploding, and the Giants, well, are the Giants. They're gianting. So I really think we're contenders in that regard, but it's still too early for me to say it as well. So what do you think about that?
No, I think that's totally fair. And the Giants gianting, by the way, is the most frustrating thing ever, because every time you're like, you're the worst team in football and I'm done with you, they go do something dumb like beat Seattle on the road. Yep. And you're like, what?
Exactly.
What are we doing? But this is not, we can let them deal with that. Plus, New York Sports Talk Radio, they have enough to talk about today. I don't even know if we're going to get to the Robert Saleh thing today. But I think that, I think your point's well taken. Like, we've seen it before in the NFL. And I think, you know, you said the magic words, like, if everyone stays healthy, like, that's part of this, right? Is, you know, are they, they're one injury away at multiple positions of things looking very, very different. And that is the nature of the NFL. That does not make them special. It is something that I think you become the better you are over time. And the more that you have a not guy like Adam Peters picking the roster, you do become deeper. But every team in the NFL at certain positions is just one injury away, because that's football. There's 53 guys and there's a salary cap. And, you know, more specifically, that's the NFL. And so I totally hear you. We know that we've seen this versions of this movie before. I just would say, like, the process is very good. They're doing everything that they need to. And, you know, if we take away the prediction on injury fronts, if they were to continue to do the same things they're doing right now, I think that they'll be perfectly fine and the defense will continue to get better. The offense probably regresses a little bit once they face stiffer competition, but that's still good enough to win football games in my humble opinion.
And that's the point, because we just saw Buffalo go into Baltimore and get manhandled, right? And so it's like, you want to see what will Buffalo do, you know, coming out of that. And the same thing with our team. If we go into Baltimore and it's something similar like that, if Baltimore shows up in that regard and beat us that bad, how do we then respond? Do we as a team, or do they as a team say, hey, this is a one-off, we're better than this, continue to improve, or does that implode and kind of show where they really are? So I think this game coming up is really going to be a barometer of all things. Look, going up against a high-powered run offense and a stout defense, that'll really show us how well we measure up. And if we don't, how then do we respond? And that'll be, you know, critically telling of how good this team is or not.
Yeah, for sure, Terrell. Appreciate the call as always, and give him hell up there this week. I'm sure it's a fun week up there. By the way, this feels like a good time to let everybody know that tomorrow at 5:00, we are going to be simulcasting live for a segment with Jason Lockenfora and the afternoon show on 105.7 up in Baltimore. So nice little live crossover segment that we never done that before on this show, but very excited to do it with JLC and his crew up in Baltimore. So look forward to that tomorrow for Not My Beat. Today's Not My Beat, of course, it's Tuesday. So Mitch will join us, Mitch Tischler on a Tischler Tuesday coming up in just a few. But still on this Vibe Check Tuesday, as it's that as well, we'll take more of your calls to wrap up the hour next on the Team 980. Are the Commanders contenders? That's the question at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. It's also a Tischler Tuesday. Mitch will join us coming up at 5:00. But let's keep things rolling with Carlos. Carlos, are the Commanders contenders as they sit at 4-1?
You know, I said that they're contending. And I say contending just like all the other teams are. They're doing the better job of it because they have a better game, better record right now. They've been playing lights out best than most other teams, as everybody's been seeing. But the other side of that story is Washington has a new past. They don't have their history anymore. I want everybody to burn that history. If you write down anything from the past, it's the most recent past. Burn that history. Right now, this new team, this new management has created a new past and a new contending team. Yes, they're contending.
Hey, contending is better than whatever the hell they've been doing for most of the last 30 years. Carlos, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mill. Mill, thanks for calling. As always, you are back on the Hoffman Show. Are they contenders?
Yes, sir. They are, Craig. Thank you for taking my call. They are contenders. I mean, and I understand, I agree with the previous caller. I mean, I understand everybody's perspective of how we used to, you know, how, you know, losing and that feeling and everything. But this is new coaching staff, new quarterback, new GM, and you could just tell from the top down that they're contending. And I would say this, like I did last week, is that we've beaten Joe Burrow. We've beaten, you know, Arizona. I mean, we've beaten some good quarterbacks. And at the same time, you keep seeing the offense and the defense get better each week. And going into this Baltimore game, we're going to see more of that. And consider, I would say one thing that, like that you said, if Terry would have scored that touchdown, if Jaden didn't turn that ball up, we would have looked at a 50-point game against Cleveland. And so, in my opinion, I know we're contenders. I'm not talking playoffs or Super Bowl, but I feel as though that we can go head-to-head and toe-to-toe with the Ravens and maybe pull out a shark and really kind of get these fans on top of what we're trying to believe in. You know, I care about this new regime, not the old regime, not Ron, not Dan Snyder, not none of that. It's just, this is DQ. What DQ, I'm going to leave off of what DQ said. Anywhere, any team, anytime. So that's just my opinion.
Hey, Mill, appreciate the call. Love the passion with it as well. Appreciate the call as always. And yeah, by the way, I did go back and look at that. I mean, in some ways, the TV copy is actually even better than the tape, but you can tell on tape, like Jaden drops that thing in the bucket to Terry in the corner of the end zone. And that's actually a ball that Terry catches a lot, but he kind of bobbles it and lets the DB get back in. And yeah, you hit that one. And then Anthony, the funny thing about, you know, talk about Terry touchdown passes, the interception play, they have a stack to the right. The right side is the boundary side. You'll actually hear a breakdown of this coming up in the tape Tuesday, but I'll do a quick version now, right? So on the right side of the field, which is the shorter side of the field, the ball's on the right hash. There's a lot of condensed space. You have a stack. You have Zacchaeus, who motions out of the backfield and makes that a three receiver bunch. To the field side, the wider side of the field, you have a two-man concept, very spaced out, where Luke McCaffrey, who is very, very good at this, runs a corner route and just runs his defender and him right into Denzel Ward. And Terry comes from the outside in and is wide open on a slant. And I would have to ask Jaden or Cliff or Terry or someone involved in the play to be like, did Jaden read the wrong side of the field pre-snap? But in talking through it with Logan, like it's a reasonable thing to look where Jaden did. And if you do, you don't really come back to that other side. Really what Jaden should have done is moved off of Ertz, who was not open, and tried to hit, I think it was, God, who was it? Was it Zacchaeus? Eckler? Ertz was the intended receiver. It was whoever it was running the corner route. Maybe it was Diami. Someone ran a corner route, and he should have tried to float the ball in. It would have been really tough. But if he, like, and this is something where you don't really go from the right side of this concept back to the left. It's kind of two separate concepts. But if you watch and see, oh my God, they did not play this like I thought. They're clearly pushing all their coverage this way into this crowded side. Well, let me see what's going on the other side. Comes back. He would have seen Terry wide open. And they can also maybe change that route where instead of it's a slant from the far outside, you know, he's running some kind of more shallow cross. So it's a more direct route in front of Jaden's face. So like there's some things they can do to adjust off of that. But like that's an easy one. He drops the ball in the fade to Terry on one of his last throws of the game before they sit him down. That's another touchdown. And in turn, let's see, it would have been like 37. We're talking 43, 44 points just on those two throws alone. Like, there was stuff, and they scored 34 with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter before sitting him down.
Concerning.
Yeah, if you're Cleveland.
I don't think he played in the fourth.
Well, right. They came back out in the fourth with 12 minutes to go. Yeah. So their defense was on the field. But yeah, no, he didn't play in the fourth quarter. Only threw in that direction once. All right, last word on this. Let's go to, oh God, the pressure. Let's go to Dion in Woodbridge. Dion, thanks for calling. Make your call good because you're the last one we're going to be able to get to this hour.
Hey, man, thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate you got it.
Yeah, man, so I'm a long-time Commanders fan, Redskins fan. I'm 41. I appreciate you guys' radio show, man. You're really helping people, you know, trying to process this PTSD that we all have under Snyder. But we definitely are contenders, but we got to wait until we play the Cowboys and the Eagles. And if we can beat them, we can win division, we're in the playoffs. If we're in the playoffs, we got a chance to go to Super Bowl. I'm not saying we're going to Super Bowl tomorrow, but you have to be in the playoffs to even have that chance. That's why everybody is playing this game, to win a chip. And I appreciate all of the fans out there, man. And I want to say, make sure that you go see a therapist, man, for your mental health.
Maybe yeah. Dion, thanks for the call. And maybe we'll bring back the football therapy segment. That was something we did last year. It felt more necessary. But maybe now is actually the time. Now could be a time for healing, Anthony. We might have to bring back the soft therapy music. And I might have to I mean, if we do it on Fridays, I could do it from my home studio. I do have a couch and microphones in that studio. What if I just laid on the couch, kicked the feet up? Sorry to the fine folks here at Odyssey. My feet are on the desk. And we just kicked up and said, hey, talk through your feelings. Talk through your anxieties as we go into this weekend.
Is this how we will finish on Friday?
We could. We could just replace that. Instead of having people pick the game, we could have them talk about their feelings.
Yeah.
Or we could have predictions.
I think I like the predictions.
I think, you know what I think?
What?
I think we should get a couch in here. I think that's not a great Friday segment. I do think it's a great, I don't know, Wednesday-ish segment.
Yeah.
How do we get a couch? There's a couch out there that's not ever really used in that little, like,
oh, yep.
Hallway room.
Exactly. Yep.
Should we ask or should we just move it in here?
I think you should just move it.
Who wants to help move furniture? You know who would help it? You know if you needed someone to help you move something? You know who would do that?
Who?
Mitch Tischler. That's the kind of guy he is. We don't actually need help moving a couch. We're going to have Mitch join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.